in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. Mishabura is on Sif Chavav. Mishabura is Sif Katan Samach Zayin. So you can tell, you can say in front of the goy, Kol Machabe No Mafsid. So the Mishabura Kima Shein Omer Lo Kabei. Since you're not telling him to put it out, you're just saying if he puts it out, one who puts it out, you're not even talking to the person. You're saying a general statement about the world. Kol Machabe No Mafsid. In the Mishnah Tishrei bring, okay, so the guy asks, do you want to put it out? So you can't tell him yes, because then you're commanding him. But he being from Shlomo Zalman says, you can say, I say Kirtzoncha. Okay? Vayomer Yehudah Siman Reish Chaf Aleph Sif Ches, the Mashu Shom, the Lormer Beloshon Neuchach, Im Techaber Litafsi, Gam Kein Ener Rashoi, Zal Gam Kein Karmeloi, Kabei. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch is a mashma that there can't be any type of direct conversation at all. Vashilti Gibarim Mitzad Lahakal Bazel Linyan Deleika Vayim Shaksav Nalel B'Sim Shin Zayin Sif Yutes. So in the case of the Deleika, that we're going to be Mako. And Mishavur said before in Shin Zayin, but to say over there, Im Tatso, Loi Tafsid, which is the Lashon which we're grappling with, so not in a scenario of Deleika, he wasn't Matarit. The case over there was Skar, which is Niset as Bashab, is Adig Shomim, but Abar Acher, there's Bitka the Maya, so you're allowed to call the Goy, even when the Goy comes, he's going to be Matzel. And that the Mishabura said, Im Tatsul Tapsit is Oster. Elia Rabba, and Bechain Masha by Yerodea, Reish Chafalov, so he brings that same Makor by Yerodea.
So, what's the basis for this distinction?
So, Be'etzem Chazal, anything which is Masha that you are prodding him to do it, is going to be Osir. That goes into the Isser of Isser. Now, the truth is, there really are two Isserim in Emir al-Hakam. There's an Isser of Tzivui, and there's an Isser of the person doing it for you. But even in a case where, let's say, a person's a Kabbalah, if you tell them to do something specific, etc., so that's still Osir, even if the person's a Kabbalah. Over here, he's doing it Betzim L'Tzarech Mamonah, because he wants to get paid. But since you're telling him to do it, it's going to be a problem. So in a case where it's not hefsid at all, they weren't even matzah lashon kol machabe no mafsid, because you are basically indicating him you want him to do it. Rem is considered an indication of a command. That's a problem. So a lot of people hold the mashal the case or whatever case rem is mutter. You can't mention the malacha in the rem is. So that's what you're doing over here. So, because of the fact that the hefsed chazal were matter, but even so, they limited it to some level of a very very ambiguous lashon. Okay. Now you're allowed to say this in front of any Yehudi. Fil hu skira hamuskul of the zman. So this is mutter even though he's skiroi. So, as opposed to a person who's a kablan. He's basically hired to do your work. So now you're indicating this is what you wanted to do. He's now working for you by definition almost. So that much they didn't ask, sir, since you didn't tell him to do anything. You can't tell the guy to put it out. So the Sharatzinim here asked the question, why? It's a shus to shus to makam hefsin. Shus makam hefsin is mutter. So as long as it's a significant hefsin, well, this is a significant hefsin. It's malachah shenasich l'gufa, because putting out a fire is malachah shenasich l'gufa. You're not planning to use the coals of the embers of your house afterwards. And it's a mir lakam under the rabbanon. So shi mutter al makam hefsin gadol. Ha'ino filu l'mandam malachah shenasich l'gufa is the rabbanon. According to the Ram, it's the rice, right? But according to all of the Rishonim, it's the rabbanon. It's still Osir. So what's the pshat? Ein shom magen avram b'shem aran. So the Ran says, tamakar the yesh lahakram b'zev. So the Ran says that even though by istamad rabbanon we taka say the sora, specifically by the iser of malachas and esir legufa, we don't allow it because it's a very chomer dikur the rabbanon. Why is that? Because it's the exact same ma'aser as the rice is only issues what your intent is. So when it comes to Lachas and Esir Lagufa, we don't have this heter shus to shus b'makom hefsid. Or alternatively, the second reason which Mishnah Berurah is about to say over here is the other answer that not that the Ran gives, that somebody else gives. That you can't tell a goy, even though it's a shoes to shoes, because we're afraid if you get involved in the process, you're going to be mechaber yourself. And therefore, Zulas, but Kisei HaKadosh, Mutu Lormelin, Yehuda the Chabas, and they bizarre in Kisei HaKadosh. But the Kisei Kaddish, it's going to be Muk. You're allowed to do that. The same way we can tell the guy to be mouth of Derek Rishiram, we can tell the guy to be Mechabas. Umeis is Swarim, Vyashibuk Lazo Shneim, Meis Kodim. It should be Ein Sipuk, I think. Yeah. You have an option of saving either the Meis or the Swarim. You save the Meis. Bori Umasukin, Bori Kodim. That's a horrible decision. Right, so it's a triage situation. There's a person who's already in the situation of sakana because of health issues, and a person who's a bori, you save the bori. But what you're allowed to say is kol mechaber no mafsid. Normally, that wouldn't be mutter. It's only mutter. Mishum da'am teresh adam ba'alam amaynoi. Ilo shirisele afila b'loshin ze os l'chabuya ba'atzmoi. So we're walking this fine line. If we let you get too involved, you're going to forget and be mechaber yourself. If we don't allow anything, you're going to intentionally go be mechaber. Just because of the behilus of the situation. So we walk this middle line. Kenyan shar hefzik os l'sakin ba'atzmoi. Alin Shar called Malachas Shal Shabbos. Also, Lomer Kaloisa Malachas Zu Enu Mapsid Kadei Sheishma Enam Yehudim BeYavoyu. But it comes to not in a situation over here where we're saving from a hefsed above pisaim. This lashon Kol Machabe Enu Mapsid or Kol Isa Malachas Enu Mapsid is not allowed. It's not a valid heter. It's only behezik above pisaim. The basis because of the Urk of the Milson Naka, the Hoya Nidaloi, the Yabdirim, Hoya Masak the Kaidim. Alam Hua de Nidaloi, when he saw at Shabbos, come came to learn my blush and Zeb. Achrem Loitiku is the Dwar of Machel of Shitala who dover Zeb. So the fire broke out before Shabbos. He didn't react and call the guy before Shabbos. So we're not asking him, he could still call him on Shabbos as well. Even though it's not Bapisim anymore, it's not sudden. But the Akronim do not seem to quote that, which is, in other words, we're making the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Lav Dafka. They don't say that, because the whole Lashon over here is because of the suddenness over here, the person's going to get overwhelmed. He's not going to think clearly, and if we're afraid he's going to get involved in doing something really significantly wrong. So that's where we said this after. I mentioned to you that some of the poskim argue that this basically the concept of a remez, this is along the lines of a remez, is mutter behesek of apisim, and not by stama situation. Okay, then he said, in the case of the Surah Chavar Shalyan, you can call any Yehudi, even though he will definitely will fix it when he comes. Which means it sounds like the first step, just generally, even just calling him, right, is problematic, inviting him into your house is only mutter because it's a hazak b'pisa. But if I'm inviting him to my house and he's going to cop what I want because I already told him I can't do these things on Shabbos, so if I just invite him over and he'll do it for me, the kri itself is a problem, except for a case of hazak b'pisa. Now, pisim. Now, that's sure. What are the other direction? The guy call him in, and the guy just stands like a garlam. He doesn't do anything. So I say, call him a sakan and a mafsid. Is that mutter? Maybe it's only mutter to be cry for him. That's all the Shulchan Aruch said. He said, no, that's also mutter. But he says, b'shem amri avua, then mutter lermer loy l'chashayob, call him a sakan and a mafsid. If you need to tell him, call him a sakan and a mafsid, by a hezek of a pissim, it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch said you're allowed to call him in. That sounds like that's all you're allowed. All you're doing is just calling him in, right? But if you're gonna start saying something, maybe that's not mutter. So the Mishmar is pointing out, no, the same way you're allowed to call him in, you're also allowed to say call him a sakan and a mafsid.
Thank you.
So the scenario over there in Yeridea is a totally, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion and Nun Tes touches on it a little bit. The case over there was that there was a Isser Hanlah between the husband and the wife, and he needs to have somebody take care of his wife's needs. So he says, Kol Azon Eino Mafsid. Whoever will take care of my wife's needs is not going to lose. So he's not really pointing him as a Shliach. The pointing of the Shliach would be Yasser, because then the Shliach is working for him. And there's an Isser for her to get Hanlah from him. But if he says, Kol Azon Eino Mafsid, he didn't appoint the person at all. And now the person doing his own on his own, totally on his, from his own free will and his own decision. And later on, I'm paying him back. So that's not a shlichus. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said before. That if I tell him im tozun, you're not going to be mafsid, that's already considered a form of shlichus and it's also.
What feed
the husband to the wife? There's an isra no between the wife and the wife can't be inherited from the husband. The husband is arranging to take care of the wife's needs. So what can he do? So the Gemara says, Kol Azon Eino Mafsid. He's maimed a partner, and he says, Kol Azon Eino Mafsid. But that's all he can say. He can't say more than that.
We once learned the Gemara Ksubas in Yerushalayim.
Yep.
Yours in the morning.
You did it in Daf Yomi also. Yeah, you remember it? Yeah, good. Now, comes the Ramah. The Ramah says that the situation we're living amongst the Goyim, and there's definitely a chashash of Sekhanas Tavoshas. Ayin Beis. Why? Mishum the Yishlom of Sekhanas Tavoshas. Sheker Shadaleka, Miskaberis, Oz Hem Chaitu, Mishalim. When the fires break out, the Goyim take advantage of the chaos to grab things, and they're going to plunder. And then when people try and fight back, they might kill. Okay. Then we said that become welcome, call the Finian. If we feel that that's not the situation, it's also the Chabbos, but even like Chashash, because of the Sophic. Yiladim mechabes the fire, even if mechabes the fire, even if it's in the house of an Yehudi, v'chein noeg. I give a chashash to the vosh sofik. We say yotza hetu lechabes aleka b'chomokim. That's why nowadays we're mekel kim de'efter imlo yechabeno, because they're always worried if you don't put the fire out. Ayechsem yir shoms be'ir zokan acher l'shein yochol livrech b'tova aleka olav. Fire spreads quickly. And even though the healthy individuals are all going to be able to evacuate, you have somebody who's elderly or somebody who's sick who has difficulty moving, and their life is going to be endangered. So since that's a very strong possibility, that even though we're not aware that that's actually true, but since the possibility is a significant possibility, we're making to put out the fire. Okay. So in that situation, it's mutar l'chabos. Mitzvah l'odia zayis b'rabban mutar l'chabos. It's important to publicize this. That's the halacha. It's the responsibility of the rab to teach to the kehillah. That's what you're supposed to do. Fine. Then, in a situation that's talking about mechaba the leka, which is melacha shen esich legufa, and the sakana. Okay. Gimel explains why kibui is melachah shen esich legufa. We said over there that the yisoid of kibui, that the kibui should in some way benefit the item that you're being mechaba in, is only a situation where I light a fire and I put it out because in order to make it that later on it'll be able to catch quickly and light easily. So I make I'm going to take this wood and char it in this way. The next time it lights, it will light much more quickly. Lighting a piece of wood, unless you have a very large fire, it is not easy. Once it's been charred before, it lights much more quickly. So there's a tikkun in the item that you're putting the fire out. Otherwise, you're just taking away the fire. You have no benefit in the item that you're putting the fire out in. So that's called melachah shen esich legufa. Okay, so we're a lot of mechab the leka, which is not the answer of the gufa, but and this is a con. Pierce shiklam on dharma dan ain't a chayvel out. Come on, the sif comes on. We'll see in the next sif that some say there's not a chiv at all, so it could be it's not a deraisa, and even if it is a deraisa, we have an argument of at least there's a potential sakana. So the truth is over here, we're not going to say halacha l'maisa that you can only mechaba because it's the rabbanon. Even though it's you're allowed to be mechaba to save a life. But he wants to say for the second half. I want to save my money, and I could save it through melachah shen esich legufa. Aser. We're only matter melachah shen esich legufa because there's sakana. We're not even melachah shen esich legufa because there's sakana. But in case where all you have is a tzolos mom and not sakana, even melachah shen esich legufa, which is potter, is still aser. I feel a bit of rabbanon aser lechal shabbos b'shil a tzolos mom. Ach imhu balchoy b'savak shitvesu enam yehudim. If he owes money and if he doesn't pay back because his money now was destroyed, the goyim are going to take him and they're going to incarcerate him. So that's considered significant enough that we can do it for a tzolos momen. Now the end of the Ramah, the Ramah says a person was over v'chilol, he has to do. He has to fast. That's not talking about a case of kibui, because kibui, if we would do that, so well, you know, you really didn't need to put out a fire over here because the mice there was no sakana, so you'd have to fast. Next time, he's not going to want to put the fire. So we don't burden him with his responsibility to fast. But a case where it wasn't a situation of that sort, and just thought he's mechal Shabbos, that's where there's a need of fasting. Excuse me. Now, if it be a vada sakana, of course, no, you know, it's a mitzvah. Over here, it's like a potential sakana. So we could have potentially thought, you know, listen, do it. But the mice, you should fast, because maybe it wasn't necessary. But that we're not going to do, because that's going to create this negative thought process towards putting out the fire, which might come to hurt us in the future. Charlie Sanders, Ayin Zayin, Fila Betchumen Drabonin, even if the chilul was only in Issa Drabonin. Chen al Tiltol, Ner Dolok, Kelahatzel Momin, a person moved a oil lamp which had been lit, So the oil is sloshing back and forth, and there's potentially an element of kibui and havara as the oil moves, even though it's not as intense. And if he's doing it, the hatsa moment, not to save a life, but the hatsa moment. Saragam came to save a dog. Mabobish is orkly sanus. Ashenir lahoka bezeb, batanish shloisha yomim behab. We could argue over there that 3 days in a row, three days of the potential days you're supposed to fast, which is Mondays and Thursdays, so it'll be a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. Maybe even the case of Truman, there was a significant loss, so he shouldn't have done it, but we're not going to burden him with a large amount of fasting. 3 days would be sufficient. He has to fast for 40 days. He eats by night, he doesn't eat by day, so you can push it off to the winter. So fasting for during the winter, by 6 o'clock, 5-6 o'clock in the evening, you're allowed to eat already. In the summer, you can't eat till 9:30, 10. You know, so you're allowed to push off the fast till the winter. This is also my case. He did it b'shogeg. Okay, so that's what we say, that this is the shear, etc. Or I feel like kishaber b'meizid. Hoyimach min shechofer gumel lahatvin mos mivnei ha'anosim kiyotze b'zeh. So he was doing it under pressure, so we give him, she say 40 days is enough. Ah, well, however, b'shat nefesh, the malos tabos, a person just, without any regard at all for the Shabbos, decides, because he wants X, Y, and Z, he's going to be mechallel Shabbos, then later on he regrets that. But when he did it, it was done with a total callous, careless regard for the mitzvah of Shabbos. His mamash is over there. So, So 40 days is not fasting is not going to be sufficient.
Isn't there she does not choose for Shogeg on the Rabbanan? Because the basis of the Rabbanan is Lo Sasser, not being Lo Sasser when it's for Shogeg.
There's more close to the Nasibis and the Shach. If there's any union of Avera on a Shogeg Rabbanan, Sibas says no. The Shach says yes.
So this is going
like the one side. This is going like the Shach, yeah.
What?
A person does a Shogeg, he does a Rabbanan unknowingly, a Shogeg, he doesn't realize he's doing it. Is there any union of Avera, Kapara, Shuva necessary?
Siva says no, the Shach says
yeah. Yeah, correct. They're not in the same place. Yeah. Mishikh Shabbos should be ain't sark kapara klal, person that could call nevish, the union of kapara. Mashnoganosha Malikus Nair Bishriel Yeledish Bishabas Isanus Akakh, who halalus bisichlus. There's no union of fasting because a person of Chal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh, so the midwives, the women taking care of the Yoledes while she's in childbirth, and they light in there to be able to see what they're doing, etc. They had a minig afterwards to fast because they lit an air on Shabbos. That's foolishness. It was a mitzvah, it wasn't, there's no need of kapara, there's no need to fast. Sorry, Tzvi.
They're allowed to light.
Exactly. That's why the Mishnah Berurah calls it Harlulus and Sichlus.
Yeah,
that's from there. Ayin Tess, Basar, we said that even after the fast, that night he should not eat meat or drink wine. Haino Belaila Shachar Tainus. So the night post the Tainus is actually more stringent than the night pre the Tainus. Going from the Tainus, your person shouldn't go from the Tainus into element of Tainug. Okay? Now, if a person wants to, the person besides Mimasana, he should give the value of a Karban Chatas to Tzedakah. Yurches Pshitim. Hu Kecheshben Chav Zayin Mos. Guler Chamisha Zehuvim. So that's equivalent to this amount of coins. Kichol Poshet Hu Gadol Bechatzi Polnish Hu Gadol Hu Ma'ah. So these are coins which they refer to as Gadol. So it's a combination of these different coins, which adds up to 18, adds up to 1.5. 8 times 1.5 is 20, is 27. But Tamashir Zap, so why this amount of money? So Kosar Poiskim, Hubinesh, Zap, Hoya Pachos, Shabakwasim, Shabizim, Boisahais. When they wrote this halacha, that was the cheapest sheep or goat that you could afford. So you're giving that value that you would have given as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, you're giving that to stock instead. Case you did it the rice, you would give them in your korban. So we're saying now there's no Beis HaMikdash, give the money to stock instead. So because the situation is that's so terrible that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so now it's better, now you get off cheaper. Doesn't make sense. He shouldn't use a language which it sounds like he's designating this for a korban, because then the money will become hektish. Okay. Because the storm the Nachon Yermer Parshas Chatos, person should also read the parsha called Parshas Chatos, Yomin Oifen Hakrovosa, and come to understand the process of how they makrev it. Because Karma Chazal close with Torah's Chatas, Kilo Hikri Chatas, because that'll be a way to fulfill the Chiyuv to bring a Chatas by being Oisik in the halachas of the Chatas. The Mishnura, way back when, in Siman Aleph, when he spoke about over there also about reading the Parshas Chatas, and he said over there the definition of Parshas Chatas. Means the parsha in the Torah, where the Torah describes bringing the Korban Chatas, and that Oven HaKrovosa is the Mishnayos and the Halachos that talk about it. So you should really do both. You should really actually be reading the language of the pasuk. So most of them don't have that. They just have the Mishnah in Zvachim about Korban Chatas. They don't have the language of the pasuk. Barn and his Siddur actually has, and the Siddur of Vilna also, they actually bring in the Psukim as well. Barn's Siddur Aliyas Eliyo, and also the Siddur called Siddur Vilna, they actually bring in the Psukim as well. Pe'al Shemar Subshitim, Shehu Chai Mos. So we said that these Pshitim are equivalent to 1.5. Mos, so 12 pshitim is 18 mos. So if a person wants to be part of the tainus, so that's the amount the person should give. Rosh Yitin Yoser, a kol fi Yosher, a person should give more according to his ability. Retam opinion, shakshakot tsara moment, kineged tsara tainus. The lum this is, laying out the money, we don't like laying out money, so that will replace the discomfort that you have from the tainus with the discomfort you have of laying out money. So an usher who lays out a few dollars doesn't feel it, you're not going to fulfill that. He has to give out enough money that it's going to bite. So that's the shear. I imagine I Chai Mos specifically was probably because along the line of Chai. I once heard from an other Choshev who had a sense of humor. He says, why were we Shulduk? He used to give when he would give stock, he would give it in multiples of 446. It's Gematria of Movis. He says, it's much better, that we should give the Gematria of Movis than the Gematria of Chai to Tzedakah. It's much more valuable to beside the Tzedakah part of it. So why is Tzedakah Shulduk? Because Chai is only 18 and Movis is 446. There's a sense of humor there in his thought process also. Yeah. Chav Zayin, let's just finish off the simon. Kechelos ha-munachas b'mokim sh'rabim nizokim boi. So you have this kechelos sitting there in a place where it's a hot piece of wood, which is not necessarily inflamed, so it's not obvious to people, but if a person will touch it, it'll burn him. So yachol l'chaboy, so you can put it out. Benim hi shal v'teches, benim hi shal eitz, or amat v'yisav shal eitz. So the Mechaber says, the first sheet says it's mutter even in a case of eitz, which it's not much a sakana, so why is it mutter? The answer is it's mutter because it's melachah shenisuch l'gufa, and therefore we're matter. But according to the Rambam, holds melachah shenisuch l'gufa is chayiv, so the case of eitz is melachah, there is a kibui in it, and you're creating a kechelos, even if it's not your intent, but the Maaseh, that's the melachah. Whereas mateches, you're not doing anything. So that's not the melachah of the Raisa, even according to the Rambam. Yochel Abayisim pei beis. Mar she'en lo eitzah eich l'taltal b'mokam. You can't move it, because if you have an option of moving it, l'fanois l'mokam acher, she'en rabim mitzuyim bot, take it out of the danger zone. The abhaki b'vali yirsatoy v'shiyafana oyisoh b'lo yichabena. It's better to move it, which will be tilt and muktzah, whatever it is, better than putting it out, which that's melachah, that's a much more common thing than the Rabbanan. Okay, shomatechis veim is emeshum etzarif. Now, why don't we say that when you put it out, you are strengthening it because you pour water on it, so it goes from being very hot to cooling off very quickly. There, it increases the tensile strength of the metal.
The tensile.
So we discussed this the day before, that maybe it's not considered a tikkun if you have no interest in the result. It's like the case we had over there, the Magen Mishnah said, if you take a splinter of wood and you take it off with intention out of a piece of wood to use as a toothpick, so you made a toothpick and you chayv the rice. If you take it off not to use as a toothpick, it's nothing. You made a toothpick. It's a good, but no, it's nothing because I have no interest. For me, it's a splinter of wood, not a toothpick. Could be this chiluk is only true. In a case where it's a kli, so kli betzim, there's a tzir from the kli. The mice, you strengthen the kli. In the case with just a piece of metal, which you're not planning to do anything with it, so just a hunk of metal. So then, for sure, that it's not really a tikkun. The first sheet says it's mutter by eitz because it's not the raisa, because it's only the raisa if you want to make bechamim. I will stam kibu hamelach in a single gufa. Who rakis of the rabbanon the mokam hazeka the rabim shugli nozek begufa legozu. They were matter. This is the rabbanon the mokam hazeka the rabim. A mokam hazeka the mamoino osur. It's only hazeka the body. Rama Sirlay the Chai Balacha Shizkul Gufa, Kakhasa Bashalates, Khan Ramam, this is an Isidar Isa, so you can't imagine unless there's a bona fide Sakana. Abashamatakas Lekis or Kibim in a Torah, the Kuliyama Deno Saref. It wasn't really on fire, that's called Kibui. It's not really putting it out. Even though it has a din of Bishul, Rama says that lighting metal to the point that it glows is either Havora or Bishul, but putting it out is not Kibui. Rama Oyser Malacha Kedera Bishanu. We paskin like the first Mr. Versa. We paskin like the first Shita, the Iker Shita, that Malacha Shena Gufa is not the Raisa. Mashmos in most places that's the Shita of the Mechaber, not like the Rambam. There's one place where it's Masha. He did seem to be Chashish for the Rambam. But over here also Loshen sounds like, you know, he brings the first Shita Estam, and the Rambam Masters. So that sounds like he's not paskin like the Rambam. Okay.
So we're making here because it's Hezek the Rabbim, and whereas the house is not Hezek the Rabbim, is that what you're saying? Or is it because you're not talking about
Well, there's two things. It's Hezek the Rabbim and Begufa, right. We're going to, people will burn themselves. Right. In the case over there, where potentially people would burn themselves. No, the point is over there. It's obvious to people stay away. Come over here. It's a piece of hot wood. It's not in flames. People are just going to walk by and not realize they're going to get burnt by it. That's what we're afraid of.